Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Let's hear from OB, the great Ed Obradovich, about this game. OB, expectations were low going into it, but I gotta get your take. Anything surprised you by being worse than you thought? Let's start there.
Well, there's a lot of things that went on in that game. There's some good things and some bad things, and this is one game. We finally didn't get the tip of the ball, the bounce of the ball. We didn't get all the calls. The Cardinals got them. The Cardinals got, what, four interceptions? We threw four interceptions. Mm-hmm. The first three times the Cardinals had the ball, they put up 21 points on us.
It never looked close.
It just gets a little bit tiresome seeing this offense from week to week, no matter who they play, no matter what the weather is, they just kind of basically do the same things. But the one good thing that I saw, what they did offensively, for us, losing this game by a little bit more than the double digits, by about 11 or 12 points, we had 20 more plays than the Cardinals. We had about 75 more yards than the Cardinals. And here's the big thing. We had the ball for 10 more minutes than the Cardinals, and we wind up losing that football game. We didn't get the bounce of the ball. We didn't get the tip balls. The Cardinals did. They scored, again, the first three times they had the ball, three touchdowns, and it was a little disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, it certainly was. Kev, jump in here.
Hey, OB, I think one of the bright spots, if you want to call it that, yesterday, and really is his whole time with the Bears, and he's won over fans, is the way David Montgomery continues to play. He's still out there fighting, OB, and he was passionate in his post-game press conference as well.
That kid, I love that kid. That kid, he could have played in any decade in a Bears uniform, and he would probably be rated the number one guy. I'm going to tell you what, how can you not love that kid? My God, the effort that he puts in takes two, three guys to bring him down. And even Kev, you know, when you see him, when he's about ready to go to the ground, you still see him driving with his legs, trying to get that extra yard, that extra half yard. The kid, he's just terrific, and he can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. You talk about a winner. That kid is a true winner, and he's a true, true NFL great player. No question about it.
OB, there was so much talk yesterday, obviously, about how bad the weather was, and nobody was making excuses about it. But me, personally, I kind of like watching games played in that weather. I don't know why. It just adds a little fun. It's rainy. It's sloppy. It's kind of gritty. Do you remember a game you played in where the weather was just absolutely atrocious, whether it was cold or snow or rain or anything like that?
Oh, my God. I go back when we played the New York Giants for the World Championship game here in Wrigley Field. The chill factor was 11 below zero. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. When I played in several games where it really rained. And the one thing, Kevin and Anna, what I remember, you know, it's cold, you understand and all that. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned to you this, I believe, last week, when you play a game and it's raining, and I mean it rains basically the entire game, not a little drizzle, crazy things happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I gave the Bears a chance yesterday to win that football game, because they were calling for rain all afternoon. And again, crazy things did happen. But guess what? They broke for the Cardinals, not for the Bears.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We face Bears go to Green Bay Sunday night. They're going to be in the primetime spotlight. OB, what do you think there? Could it break for the Bears there?
Well, Anna, it's, you know, again, I tell you, this game is all about meeting challenges, okay? What are we now? We're 4-8. And of our four victories, two of them were against Detroit. We really struggle mightily, and it's going to be really a tough situation to go up in Green Bay. And what's really depressing, and I mentioned this earlier, about our offensive game passing situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, the passes a game, the amount of passes a game. Where do we rank? In other words, how many times do we ball in a game? We rank 32nd, dead last. Passing yards, 169 yards. We rank 32nd, dead last in the league. Quarterbacks being sacked. Our two quarterbacks, Dalton and Fields, they get sacked more than any other team. And where do we rank? 32nd, dead last. Points in the game. We score basically 16 points a game. Where do we rank? 29th. Yards in the game. We average about 296 yards a game. We rank 30th. Third down conversions, we rank 30th. Red zone scoring, we rank 28th. TDs a game. Like, how many touchdowns do we score a game, which you hear me screaming about? They always kicking field goals, playing for a field goal, and not going for the touchdowns. We average roughly about a one touchdown or a touchdown and a half a game, and we rank 29th. And we're going to go up to Green Bay and play. They've got a pretty darn good defense, but they've got an offense with a killer quarterback, and it's going to be a tough one. But guess what? It is a game. Get up there, meet the challenge. And just like if they could have taken the Cardinals down, which nobody thought they would, but if they could have, I mean, that's what this game is all about. So they got to reboot. They got to go up to Green Bay. And they got to have a positive attitude, and that includes the coaches and the players. But what I just read you, these statistics in our passing game, I mean, how bad could it be?
Yeah.
How bad could this be?
We're going to check traffic, but before I let you go, OB, I do want to ask you, in those games you played, really, really bad weather, do you remember if fans stayed for the game or did they take off?
No, they were there.
That's what I thought.
They
yeah.
were there. No, but you couldn't get a game to a ticket to our game. Are you kidding me?
Right.
They were there. And I remember one game, Butkus and I can't remember what year, but probably around the middle, late 60s, we played in Wrigley Field. And you talk about a downpour. Oh, my God, and never let up. But those fans were there, Anna. The greatest fans in the land right here.
I agree.
Chicago.
I agree with you, OB. They're not happy right now, but we'll see what's to come. Thank you, OB. Thanks for your time today.
Got it. Bye-bye.